Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the day after Christmas. Sam Crowley here on the Every Day Saturday podcast. So great to have you along for the ride. Hope you're enjoying this amazing holiday season. If you have kids like I do, then of course you are. The eyes of the holidays through a child. Is there anything like it? Is there anything like it, I ask you, my friend? For me, I can answer that question. No, there's not. Hey, let's dive into the message. There's an old Chinese proverb that goes something along the lines of, tension is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are. Isn't that something? And that's a lot of people. Tension is who you think you should be. Oh, I need to be this. I need to be that. I need to be this. I need to be that. It's everywhere. It's in every job. I mean, doesn't your boss, if you're in a job, we've all had a job, whether you've delivered newspapers at 6 in the morning or you're a CEO of a company, doesn't your employer think that you should be somebody? And isn't it ironic that 80% of the people in the United States feel as though that is not a fit for who they are? Meaning they don't even feel like their strengths are being utilized. So our country right now, where I live in the U.S., is operating at 20% of capacity. And I think you look around, there's really not much of an argument against that. I mean, you go to a restaurant, is every single waiter and waitress passionate about it? Or are they just doing it to get themselves through college? Or maybe they're in L.A. and they're a starving actor. Most of them are just, if not all, are doing it for the money. You know, if they had a choice when they woke up Monday morning, they wouldn't choose to be a waiter or waitress. And then you go to blue collar. I mean, is everybody who's going to an assembly line in a factory somewhere or going to a blue collar job excited to get up and do that in the morning? Probably not. I think you'd agree, 80% of them. And then you go to white collar, the people that are, supposedly, the most educated and making more money. They might be, out of all three of those sectors, might be the most miserable. Why? Because as you grow up you might grow in a job, but as you go up that corporate pyramid, the person that you are supposed to be is further and further away from who you really are. Would you agree with that statement? That was my own reality. As I went up the corporate ladder from making $9,000 a year as a telephone sales rep in Buffalo, New York in 1990 to making $109,000 a year plus stock options, company car, corner office in 2005, I was more who I was making $9,000 a year because I was able to use more of my personality. I wasn't so suffocated because nobody watched me. Nobody cared. I mean, look, if I wrote 200% of my sales quota or 20% of my sales quota, it had really little impact on the bottom line of the company. Nobody cared. Hey, congrats, I got a plaque and went on a quota buster trip and all that good stuff. But as I went further up the company, the decisions I made and the person I had to become even more so, I had to start being an actor. No different than, you ever been to Disney World? You ever have, if you haven't been there, and especially if you stay on a Disney property like the Swan or the Dolphin, one of those Disney properties, you can have breakfast with the characters. So, Snow White comes in, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and Goofy and Daffy and the princesses, all of them are there. You can have breakfast with all the characters. And they're walking around. And that's corporate America. Everybody's walking around playing the role of some actor. And that's the way it has to be done. I tell my kids right now, look, if you're going to college, that's going to prepare you for one thing and one thing only. That's to get a job, which isn't bad as long as you want to get a job after college, okay? Because you better damn well want to get a job because that's the only reason you go to college, okay? And you play, and I said, here's the deal, all right? On your 18th birthday, you start playing the game. and you don't wait to play the game. Like, a lot of people wait till their 30s to play the game, and they haven't figured out that they could have done it 15 years earlier. The game is to get the piece of paper. That's how the game starts, okay? And it's all a bunch of bit different puzzle pieces, but the main puzzle piece is the piece of paper, which represents your college diploma. You get that piece of paper, then you go and you start interviewing. That's the interviewing game. And you just tell them what they want to hear. You know, lie if you got to lie. I don't mean lie to say, you know, your name isn't correct or your social or, you know, community service. But just lie and tell them how excited you are to be a component in this organization. Because the only reason you're doing it is to become a stepping stone for something bigger. Another job, a promotion within an organization, or to just get some money and then leave. Trust me, they're using you, okay? Employers are paying you just enough so you don't quit, and employees are working just hard enough so they don't get fired. And that's the game. That's just the game. So get ready to play the game. And everybody in the corporate environment is wearing a costume. You know, the guys are wearing a suit and tie. The women are wearing nice outfits. And they're all doing it because they're playing the game. They want to get promoted, want to make more money, whatever their end goal is, okay? So you have to make a decision. At what point are you going to exit the game and create your own game? Just create your own game. Imagine if you, instead of playing Monopoly every day, which was my favorite game as a child, I think that's why I ended up buying 40 rental properties in my 30s. I always had that. I got bit by the real estate bug at the age of 8 when I started playing Monopoly. I mean, I would literally go to bed crying if I didn't win. I needed all the houses on Boardwalk and Park Place. Heck, I'd even buy them on Baltic and Mediterranean. We called those the sugar shacks, you know, the ghetto, when you're turning a corner and pass and go. But at some point, you need to prepare yourself to create your own game. Because when you create your own game, you create your own rules. And when you create your own rules, again, none of this is illegal. You're not creating illegal rules. But the difference between an employer and an entrepreneur, for example, is when you're an employee, you get paid by the boss. True. Boss gives you a paycheck every 2 weeks. You cash it. All's good in the hood. It's regular. And you can set your watch by it. You can pay your bills by it. You got your nice little budget set up in QuickBooks. And everything is automatically deducted. And the deposits are automatically direct deposited into your account. You know, all that good stuff. And then the problem with that is your employer gets the money. And then the government takes all the taxes out before it makes its way to you in that direct deposit. And then you get what's left. Okay. Cool. So it goes employer money, government takes what their fair share deemed to be based on how you set that up, and then you get what's left. Entrepreneur, money comes into your bank account, you take everything first, and the government gets what's left. Legally, all right? It's legal to avoid taxes. It's legal to avoid taxes here in the United States. It's illegal to evade taxes, okay? That's bad. You go to prison for that. But there are so many constructive legal loophole set up for the entrepreneur. It's crazy not to start a side business, even if you're in a job right now, just so you can benefit from all those deductions. And I often wonder if everybody knew the rules to this game, like if everybody understood that you can create your own rules and play within some general rules, the IRS and all that good stuff, banking laws, and don't get thrown out of the game for doing something stupid. Don't go to jail, all right, as in the Monopoly game. Don't spend time in jail there. Wouldn't you create your own game? Like, wouldn't you just do it? Wouldn't you just say, the hell with this, man? I'm going to start my own game, create my own rules. It's already set up for me to win. Like, if you understand that you are the miracle that God created and the game is already set up for you to win, why wouldn't you start? Because you've figured out, because of this conversation going on in your mind that you've heard that other people fail and they try to. And it is true that 9 out of 10 businesses fail in the first year. And then of those that are able to make it, 9 out of 10 of those fail in the next 5 years. But you know what my answer to that is? They didn't launch the movement they were really passionate about. Because if you really have that incredible passion and the three words that change your life, three letters, that changes everything. Changes everything and guarantees your success so you never quit. W-H-Y. Why? Why'd you get started with this in the first place? Why was this vision given to you? Why are you even doing it? For me, it's to be a father. That's it. I say this over and over again. My dad left when I was 3 months old. Wouldn't know the guy if he walked in the room, okay? And he left my mom to raise 8 kids by herself, causing her to go become this crazy, you know, really bad alcoholic and, you know, just depressed all the time. And it was a crappy upbringing from that perspective, but I wouldn't change my upbringing on 9 Elm Street in Bradford, PA for anything. I loved it. It was only crappy if you looked at it from the outside. I didn't know any better. Like, I thought, hey, this is pretty cool. Yeah, I get it. It's not the best. I mean, I'm not stupid. I know I don't have a nice house like my friends have. I know we got a just beater of a car that barely starts in the morning. I get it. All right. I get it. I know. It's funny to go until I was 8 or 10 years old. It didn't feel weird to use food stamps. I mean, it didn't feel weird to me at all. We just plucked them out of a booklet, and they had numbers written on them, $5, $10, whatever, you know? No big deal. But had I known, you know, that I was supposed to be embarrassed and humiliated, then I might have thought differently. It was no big deal. But I knew one thing. When I got older, I was going to change generations if I was blessed enough to have my own family. And so that's why generational poverty can stop with anybody. Being broke, being born poor, that's not your fault. Dying poor, that's your fault. Because there's too many ways to make money, and there's too many ways to live out your passion and your purpose. I mean broke not only financially, mentally, spiritually, all of that. That's your fault if you die that way. Because everything is around you. I'm looking, it's December 26, 2018. We're coming up at the end of the year. It's a beautiful, sunny, cold day, but I'm looking out my window. The in-ground pool is closed for the wintertime. I'm looking at a blue jay sitting on our fence and a cardinal. I mean, this is crazy. Sounds like a baseball game, the Blue Jays and the Cardinals. And it's just a beautiful, sunny day. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning. There's so much abundance out there is where I'm going with all of this. You got to create the rules of your own game. I can look outside and say, oh, it's cold outside, and we can't go swimming, kids. We can't use the pool. Or I could say, wow, unbelievable that I'm actually able to sit up, two good eyes to look out at there. My lungs are healthy to breathe in this fresh air. I'm going to go for a walk, and I will go for an hour-long walk today. I love walking in the cold weather. It wakes me up. It gets me going. I listen to sermons from Elevation Church, Stephen Furtick, my favorite pastor in the whole world, and it gets me jacked up. So here's what you need to do. You need to create the rules of your own game and understand that whatever those rules are, they work. They work for everybody because you know why? You created them. All based around those three letters. Your why, the W-H-Y. Why? Because you'll never quit when you understand why you got started in the first place. You will never look. For example, I will never look at my girls and say, I got to quit. Now, look, I've said this 1,000 times. Maybe I go back to a job, but it's not going to be because I quit. It's going to be because something happened, some extraneous source that sometimes you just can't control, that you got to swallow a piece of humble pie. It ain't going to happen. But I don't want to be so egotistical and arrogant that if God speaks to me and says, Sam, I need you in a job right now to help this cause, I'm going to go because I don't want to build treasures on earth. That's not my goal, man. It's not. That's what I ever talk about. I talked about it yesterday, the Kia, the farmhouse, all this stuff. My treasures are in heaven and so are yours, okay? You need to create the rules of your own game. You've been blessed with an incredible mind, a brain that fires on 18 million brain cells every single day. Could be even billion, all right? Just humor me on this one. It's probably 18 billion brain cells. Such a powerful supercomputer packed inside that cranium of yours. You got to use it. Create the rules of your game. Launch your movement. If you would like to work alongside yours truly, I've got a link, and it's not the link I always send everybody to, okay? I would love to. It's Christmas, okay? Regardless, I'm going to leave the podcast. Obviously, it's on iTunes forever and my website as well, everydaysaturday.com. You can go back to all the podcasts back to 2008 if you want to. Just click on the podcast link on my website at everydaysaturday.com. But I'm going to open up just a special invite. Send me an email. Sam@everydayisaturday.com. I will jump on the phone with you for 15 minutes, and if you want to decide you want to work together, I'll get that game created for you, all right? And I'll show you how to create the rules to it. Just send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Mention you listen to this podcast. You're excited to create your own game with your own rules, and we'll jump on a 15-minute call. I'll respond right back to you. I'm just hanging out all week. I'm working a little bit, but I'm just kind of hanging out all week. I want to find serious people that are as excited as I was back in 2005 to launch their own game, their own movement, their own rules, and I would love to talk to you about it. So again, one qualifier, and you already know this, don't jump on the call just to talk about the weather or how excited you are about, you know, something that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, which is your mission, your movement, your rules, and your game. Some people jump on a call and they say, hey, it's excited to talk to you. I listen to your podcast all the time, and then they go into all their problems. And they never talk about why we got on the phone and the 15 minutes is up. Use that 15 minutes wisely. I want to know what gets you up at 3 in the morning. I want to know what has you so incredibly passionate. Because the rules Everything is figure-outable. The website, the sales funnel, the lead magnet, all that stuff is figure-outable. And to be honest with you, it's the easiest part of the game to do. The hardest part of the game, figuring out why you got started and your unique selling proposition, the clarity in your message that's going to separate you from everybody else out there. That's the secret sauce of the game. I'm probably giving away too much anyway, but I want to give. Give. Email me, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Let me know you want to chat for 15 minutes. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I'll send you the special link that I don't advertise on the podcast or anywhere else, and we'll schedule your call for 15 minutes. It's a special link to my calendar. Get you right on the calendar, and we'll do it. And you're not talking to anybody else. It's just me and you. Can you do that? Love to hear from you. And, of course, what else? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.